Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now right here on Fan Run Radio. It is time for the Sit Rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Of course, your Tennessee Volunteers get the win 66-59 in South Carolina yesterday, guaranteeing and clinching the SEC championship for the Tennessee Vols. It is the first time that Tennessee has won this in a few years. I know we had to share one with Auburn. I think back in 2018 is when we shared it with them. And then it's our first outright SEC championship since Bruce Pearl took us in 2008. That was a great team to watch. This team seems like it's going to be even better. I think this team goes further than that team. That team made the Sweet 16, I want to say that's right. But
yeah, was that the team? Was that Lofton? 08?
That would have been Lofton's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember how far they made it. I'll have to look it up.
But this team seems more fun to watch. It seems like we're going to make something happen. With this team, I know everybody's really excited about what this team is going to do in March and the SEC tournament. So right now, I'm just looking at this team, and I see a champion. I see a champion in Dalton Kinect. I see a champion in Rick Barnes. I see a champion all throughout that entire bench, that starting five. I think this might be the year Tennessee finally breaks through, not only gets to another Elite Eight, but finally makes a Final Four. Up next on the Sit Rep, the Baseballs are in action this weekend against Illinois as they come to Knoxville for a three-game series. That game, or game, those series of games. Mm-hmm. Got a late one, not necessarily a late one. It's 6 o'clock on Friday. Then you have another one at 1 o'clock, which might be getting moved on Saturday. That one might be getting moved. You never know.
Oh, rain or something? Why would it be getting moved?
It's gonna rain all weekend. You got the Tennessee-Kentucky game. I don't know exactly how they're going to play this because now Tennessee's playing Kentucky at 4 o'clock on CBS. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Knocked the win last night against Southern Indiana,
2-1. That's what I was going to say, yeah. Hard-fought game. It sounded like, obviously, the end of it was during the basketball game, I guess.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see it.
I don't think a lot of people got to see the end of that one. I mean, we were focused on watching our basketball team win an SEC championship. That's not to take away anything from the baseball team.
Long season for baseball.
It is, and really, you know, it's weird. You rarely get two games midweek in college. And we beat K-State 15-5, and we beat Southern Indiana 2-1 with Illinois coming to town. Of course, conference play, you got a midweek game against Eastern Kentucky, and then next weekend, conference play starts.
Yeah, it's
going down to Tuscaloosa.
What?
What?
Oh, I was just playing can't believe it's already here.
It really does seem like the
I didn't think that what was going to cause such a controversy. Didn't know this was the Spanish Inquisition over here.
Yeah, we'll have our first round SEC tournament game on that Friday, and then we get the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's baseball.
How,
yeah.
Yeah.
That night as well.
Marcus, I'm going to put you on Fan Run Deportes.
You're deporting me? What?
It does say if the SEC tournament were to start today, we would play the winner of A&M and LSU. So a third time with A&M.
Oof. Yeah, but the thing is, they beat us once, we beat them once. And, you know, had we beat them twice, you might be a little bit worried.
We handled LSU comfortably here, right? We only played them once.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's one of those deals, and people will tell you the same thing. You know, in football, it's always hard to beat a team twice. It's very hard to beat a team twice in football.
And then you would get the winner of Kentucky, Alabama.
And it's even harder to beat a team three times.
But there's teams right there, like there's four teams at 12-5 behind us. So you really don't know who your semifinal game would be.
Remind me real quick. When you have the one seed, how many games do you actually have to play if you win at all?
Three.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's not that bad.
All at
We're
noon.
We're automatically in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Your big thing is you want to win two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't want to lose that first one to give them any doubt, moving you off the one seed line.
There is that one stat. I don't think a single team in March Madness history has lost their first conference tournament game and gone on to win the actual tournament. So we need to win just that first round at the very least for me. If we lose to, like, a hot Kentucky team or a hot Bama, I wouldn't be too upset by it.
This
is
true.
It's working out. You can play South Carolina, Auburn, Kentucky, or Alabama. Well, and Florida's honestly, even 11-6.
Honestly, you can make the argument, too, like you're talking about it being hard to beat three teams in a row. You could make that argument. Let's say we play Bama.
Well,
or
I don't
Kentucky.
Think it's hard to beat three teams in a row. I think it's hard to beat same team three times.
Yeah, I should have clarified. That's what I meant. Yeah. That you could make that argument that, hey, we shouldn't get knocked off because we beat them at their place, we beat them at home, and we just happen to lose on a neutral site. I think that, like, you win that first game, let's say you go up against Kentucky and you lose, I don't think there's any reason why anyone could look at you and go, well, we're going to have to drop you to a two seed now. Sorry.
I mean, it's razor thin between us and Arizona, like, as far
it
as...
It shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Well, I agree, but they have almost as many quad ones. They have the same amount of quad one wins as us.
Have you looked at their losses, though? I feel like those are... Their losses stand out more than ours do,
they
in my
have
opinion.
The hardest non-conference schedule in the country.
Didn't we play, like, the number one team, like, back-to-back-to-back, like...
Well, I mean, I agree. We've played some tough teams, but they have too. I mean, they can't help who they play in the conference and how good the conference is. They have no control on that.
No, but I'm saying like they lost to Washington State.
I mean, that's a top 15 team. Washington State is right now. Now they're 40th in KenPom, so they're not great. But I mean, the conference isn't great. We never said. Well, I mean, I don't mind seeing Arizona, but I'm just saying they're saying it's razor thin. KenPom has it like 0.01, the difference between the two teams offensively, defensively, schedule-wise, and everything. Now we're going to get a couple more quad one wins if we keep winning. We'll get one Saturday. SEC tournament will be a couple more. I mean, you could look at 10, 11 quad one wins heading into March.
Arizona definitely has some good wins, but for me it's just those two road losses to Stanford and Oregon State, who are both 12-17.
Oh, we lost to A&M and Mississippi State. A&M
at least is over 500, and they've got some quality wins, so that –
Mississippi State was hot during that part of the year, too.
And like, they're still solid.
And,
they
could pick up a win this weekend.
Yeah.
Like Mississippi State.
And,
like,
and Jake's been saying how bad Kansas is. We lost to them.
Well, I mean, Kansas was good at the start of the year.
Yeah,
Kansas is tailored
now
off.
Now they got 10
they're
losses.
Overrated.
Well, now they got more conference losses than they've had since 1996.
Yeah, they're like a sixth seed in the Big 12.
But, I mean, you take Arizona into account. Like, this is a team that year in and year out, everyone's like, well, they should make a run.
And are we not worried? Is North Carolina not even being considered?
No.
I mean, they're going to get another quad one win if they beat at Duke this weekend.
No, they're going to get another one, but I mean.
I think they've got too many losses.
At one point, they're right with us, right? They have six losses. Am I wrong?
Let me pull it up real quick.
And Marquette's fallen off, but they lost their two best players. So I think it could be a three-team race. Definitely a two-team race for that last one seed.
And I know that none of this matters, and you know the same could be said about Tennessee, but Arizona, this is a year-in and year-out thing with them. They've not won an NCAA tournament. They only have one from 1997. The last time they made a Final Four was 2001. The last time they made an Elite Eight was 2015. The last time they made a Sweet 16 was 2022.
Guess when the last time we was? We did.
We never,
never
have. I mean, the thing is, we only have one Elite Eight, and that was in 2010. I get that. But here's something else to consider.
And how many outright Pac-12 championships do they probably have?
Outright Pac-12 championships.
We have two in 15 years, right?
Yeah.
And before 08, it was 41 years.
Yeah, I guess they do have six losses, too.
So, I'm just saying. I want Tennessee to have the one seed. I'm just kind of playing, as I usually do, devil's advocate with this.
Yeah, it feels like you're politicking for Arizona over here.
I'm not.
What are you, a Wildcat? What's going on?
No.
I'm just going to tell you right now, Tommy Lloyd and the Arizona Wildcats don't have what it takes to make that run in the NCAA tournament. They don't have what it takes. They shouldn't be a one seed. If they do get a one seed.
They have a Dalton Connect type player, though.
I don't care.
Caleb Love is very good.
I don't care.
I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let you say
it. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to let you politic for Arizona.
I'm
not.
Tennessee
deserves that one seed, and you know it.
People are, though.
People are who what?
People are putting Arizona's one seeds.
I know. I'm looking at one of them right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean,
they did in March last year, the years before that, it doesn't have an effect on this year.
It might not have an effect on this year, but I'm just telling you what's going
to
happen.
Because if they want to do that, they put us at a six seed.
Well, they can do whatever.
Barnes has had no success in March except for the one time in the Final Four.
Well, that's fine.
Right?
They can do whatever they want. We made the Elite Eight as a six seed.
So you want to go to a six seed?
I don't care. As long as we win in March, that's all that matters. I don't care where they put us. Yes, I want to be a number one seed because I've never seen it. Neither has anybody else. But at the end of the day.
One of our best runs came as when we were in the play-in game.
Yeah.
With that game to kind of get the cobwebs off, and then we went on a run.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. What is going on to the world now?
All that everyone needs to know is the fact that Tennessee's a much better basketball program than what Arizona is. We have a better coach. I feel like we have a better roster.
Not all time.
I don't care about all time. I'm talking about right now. And I'm looking at this Arizona team, and I see a team that's going to get bounced in the second round.
Ooh, I love it.
They got beat by Princeton last year in the first round as a 2 seed. True that. They don't show up in March. They're not going to show up in March this year. If you have a future on Arizona, you might as well, if they even give you a cash-out option, because right now all the sports books
are
looking at
you. Did you cash out St. John's?
I couldn't. That was a.
What's their record now?
Are they on the bubble, or are they bubble busted a long time
they
ago?
Are the last team or the first team out right now.
Ooh, okay. They
so you
still
got a chance.
There's still a chance.
Conference tourney run?
Yeah, the sports books are looking at me and anybody that put a future on Arizona and laughing right now. They're sitting here dancing while playing that song, and they're just dancing around. We took his money. We took his money.
Brad, I have a question.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you enjoy happy things? Because I feel like, we winning the South Carolina game, and I know it wasn't the prettiest of wins, but it was a win. And we're champions. I feel like you're finding ways to feel a little down about what's going on.
I'm happy we won, but I also have to be honest with myself. I mean, it didn't get us an NCAA championship.
Well, it
and we didn't overly
winning
play
it
that
gives
well
you a better chance than
great,
losing it.
We didn't. If we play last night against a better team, we're going to lose.
Well, it's a different style of game. I'm with Rusty on this one. I think we beat UConn if we played them.
I don't.
I do.
What? I've already stated UConn's not winning again. Like, the furthest you're going to go is maybe Elite Eight, but they're not making it to the Final Four.
You should have made, Stone Cold. You missed a great opportunity
what?
There. No. And that's the bottom line, because Marcus Young said so.
I didn't know that line. I only know he says what. So, goodness. I'm just trying to cheer you up, Brett. We won. We're SEC champs.
I'm happy. I already said I was happy.
Arizona's not going to be a 1 seed. Let's be real. It's us.
Got to win.
Us against the world.
It's definitely us against the world.
I mean, they're definitely going to be Pac-12 champ, SEC champs, and Pac-12 champs. They're going to have the same record as us.
And that's fine.
Their KenPom's just as better than ours.
And that's fine. I'm just saying this team's not going to get it done. Tennessee's going to get it done.
We haven't seen us get it done. How are you so positive?
What do you mean we haven't seen us get it done?
We haven't seen us get March.
Are you kidding me?
You're talking about March.
Dude, are you kidding me? Look at the gauntlet that we just went through.
We haven't got through it yet.
We literally just clinched
the
SEC
championship. We haven't won Saturday. I'm happy about that.
And we're going to win on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to win.
And then you want to rest all our players.
No, I don't. I never said that.
You brought it to airways, so you did say it.
I brought it to the air as a question. I never said.
The only teams that should be doing that are Purdue, UConn, and Houston.
What is happening right now?
It's Championship Thursday, and we're arguing. What's going on here?
I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I gave the option. It's like, what would you rather do? And Brett is taking it as, well, you said this.
You did.
No, that's just like Bear saying that I said that we're going to lose to Duke last year in the round of 32 we played Duke.
Yeah, yeah.
Second round. Bear went there, Jake said we're not going to beat Duke. And all I said was, if you get off to a slow start like you do against Louisiana, you won't beat Duke. That's what I said. Bear only caught the last part of it and tried to be cute with it, because that's what Bear does. That's called bearing it up.
Bear says you're a liar.
No. No,
all,
sir.
All
no,
I know.
No, sir. Roll the tape. Roll the damn tape.
He says also an idiot. He's
an idiot.
I just want to point out real quick, I didn't know I was sitting across from, Tucson Brett over here going for Arizona the way he is. We got this. And I'm not worried about them, even if they win the Pac-12, which is not a guarantee. Look at that timing.
How about that? That is the sit rep brought to you by our friends at Inward Half Golf.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe that segment lasted 15 minutes. It's supposed to be literally 3 to 5 minutes max, and we turned it into just nonsense, like logical nonsense.
That was a legit conversation. We were like the committee. This was like a conversation the committee is having right now today. Is who's that last number one seed? You don't think they have arguments in there?
They're probably having arguments in there, and they're all stupid. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that they're all stupid. Every last one of them people is stupid. Joe Lunardi, stupid.
Oh, someone just gave me a better nickname than Tucson Brett.
What?
Bear Down Brett. Apparently that's what Arizona fans say. They say Bear Down.
Bear Down Brett.
Bear? Where do they get bear from Arizona?
I'm not sure, but my source says that's what Arizona fans say, so I trust them.
They're Wildcats. What?
They're also Arizona fans. So is there a Wildcat in Arizona? I've never seen one.
Is there ever a Grizzly in Memphis?
Or in UCLA?
Or it's a Bruin.
Still a bear.
Yeah.
Bruins are bears. Wait, I think there are bears in California, aren't there?
Yes.
Is that one of your hot takes? Bruins are bears?
No. No. No, that's just a fact. Yeah. That's just a fact.
I mean, Marcus?
I actually know. Bruins in Boston. Are there bears in Boston? Huh? Maybe in the 1300s back in the day.
A Bruin is a brown bear.
They were there before the Boston Tea Party, Marcus.
Are they there now, though?
Probably not.
Exactly. Because Boston media members killed them in the media.
This is going to be a great summer topic. What team nicknames make the least amount of sense? It's going to be a great, great topic for the summer.
We could break down like where the nickname came from and see if it makes sense.
Yes.
And then the mascot as well. We have to throw in the mascot as well.
I mean, the two worst are the Los Angeles Lakers and the Utah Jazz. Neither of those make sense at all.
Well, yeah.
They just kept the names of the original franchise.
So yeah. Utah's not known for jazz music?
No.
Okay.
That's why they were called the New Orleans Jazz, because that made sense.
That is a good one. Instead, they're the Pelicans now. They got Pelicans in New Orleans?
I'm pretty sure they got Pelicans in New Orleans.
Probably.
Like I said, this will be another topic for another day, and I cannot wait to have this conversation. We got a plethora.
Write that down, Jack. I almost said Brett. Brett, you can write it down too, but Jack, you write it down.
Let's all write it down.
I mean, the thing is like we've got a load of summer topics that we've come up with throughout this show that we probably shouldn't have discussed at the point in which we did, but they're going to make great summer topics because we're not going to have anything to talk about come month of July because nobody cares about Major League Baseball around here unless you're a Braves fan.
Vols won't be playing at that point, right?
They won't be playing.
Omaha's over.
Right. But
football? Are you doing any summer practice?
Nah.
A little bit.
Fall camp doesn't usually start until August.
When's spring practice start? Isn't it very soon? Is it after spring break? During spring break? Do we know?
Jack, you should know this.
I got nothing.
That could be another.
He's got nothing. I'll tell you what we do have, the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio coming up next. Stay with us. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up next right here on the G.I. Jake Show.
Ever been the coach who realized?
It's time for the most controversial segment at Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
Here on the G.I. Jake Show, right here on Fan Run Radio, and it's time for Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Marcus.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? I know this is your favorite part. I'm doing well, thanks. So, there's a few things I was going to mention that I've been thinking about, and one of them will start with college basketball. I think I've mentioned my thoughts on UConn. I revisited them earlier and how I don't think they're going to repeat. I'm going to throw another thing out at you. I don't know who it's going to be yet. I'm going to have to see who it is and then I'll pick them out. I think we're going to have another 15-16 seed type of situation that's going to go deep. Another St. Peter's. Ooh. I think we're going to have another kind of Cinderella moment that going to get the whole nation behind some weird mascot of a team name. And it's going to be fun. Probably make it to the Elite Eight. Cool. Get knocked out. But it's still going to be fun. I want to pick a team out once I know the seedings and everything, so I'll wait till then. But
I'll as we get dark horse team
as we prepare for March Madness, We're going to see some madness this year. I think we're going to see a lot of crazy things, and I think it's going to be one of the most exciting college basketball tournaments we've had in a while.
Okay.
Who's your dark horse?
My dark horse?
Don't say St. John's.
It's not St. John's. I don't know. Y'all go. Brett, who's your dark horse?
Dark horse?
Yes.
I mean, what's seed and up is a dark horse considered? Like a double-digit seed?
Any mid-major team.
Any mid-major team?
Any mid-major team.
I mean, I haven't followed much mid-major. I don't even know who I would go with, to be honest. I'm kind of like Marcus. I'd have to see like a bracket or something like that. What about Indiana State? Actually, now that I think about it, saw them here. They're currently an 11 seed.
That's a good one.
I know like Jordan, Bob, and Sam always talk about them. They got the, what they call that guy?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. So maybe.
I'm sorry, what? Hold on.
Look him up. What's his name? Olive or I can't remember.
Is this a player?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up Indiana State.
Indiana State number 21.
Is he 21 or 35? I can't remember.
I thought he was 21.
Well, if he's 35, he should have graduated already. Robbie. Sorry, I thought
he has the rec specs. In
Robbie Avelia here. Is that how you say it?
Yes. I think so.
Huh.
Jack, who's your dark horse?
Yeah, just looking through.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
You know Florida Atlantic at an 11 seed right now?
Mm-hmm.
They were a top 25. Wow. They were a top 10 team. Do you consider them a dark horse?
No.
Are they a mid-major?
They are a mid-major.
Why do you not consider them a dark horse?
I mean, I just
– Were they a dark horse last year, right?
They were a dark horse last year. I don't see them – I mean, yeah, they would be, I guess, technically, but it's just not a team that I, you know, see a lot of interest in right now. I know, you know, John L. Davis, he's –
If we were in the West right now, an 8-9 matchup could be Michigan State for us.
It very well could be.
I don't want to see Michigan like State. Yeah. Is that,
you don't want
to see
talk
about
that
Barnes being bad in March. Izzo's the exact opposite.
We've already beat them once this year, but it took a lot
like,
to
I feel like
get it done.
That's like Carolina a couple years ago. They were like an 8-9 seed, but they're loaded with talent and went on to run to the Final Four, National Championship, right? Didn't they make they beat Duke in the Final Four? Was that the year? I can't remember.
I think it was. Who's your dark horse, Jack?
One of my favorite mid-major conferences is the Atlantic 10 Conference. They got, like, VCU and Dayton and Loyola Chicago, Richmond. Dayton's, like, top 25, so that's not really a dark horse, but Loyola Chicago always scares me.
Sorry.
Forgot what are you chuckling at?
The other one is McNeese State. Will Wade coaches them. They're 28-3. They're 17-1 in conference. They're scary. You know, they got some talent over there. He got brought in some guys, transfers, and they're rolling right now.
Vermont's always good. That's a team.
I'm going to give you a dark horse candidate here, and you all will understand why once I explain. McNeese State. Who's their coach?
I just said it.
William.
Will Wade.
What about Princeton? They're always March Madness.
I want Florida Gulf Coast to go on another run, guys. That's my favorite color scheme in all of sports.
What about who's Pember play for? UNC
Asheville. Yeah.
He's two-time player of the year. Would you take him back?
Would I take Pember back?
You think he just never could get it going in the – he's just more suited for that level of basketball, isn't he?
He is. I mean, yeah, he's
– But he's a double-double machine and can shoot it.
He is, but, I mean, you got to look at the level that he's playing at. If he was good enough to play at Tennessee and get minutes under Rick Barnes – Obviously, if he transfers down a level, then, yeah, he's going to produce if he's any good. And, obviously, he is good. He's good enough to do that there.
Yeah.
But then you have guys like Quentin Dibunje, who haven't done anything.
BJ.
Corey Walker. He didn't do anything.
Tomba.
I don't waiver start. Tomba.
Averaging a point and a half. How do you even do that?
My goodness. I mean, it could be worse. I mean, and one of the favorite Phil calls I've ever had is I forgot what we were talking about, and Russell's like, well, what do you want to talk about, Phil? I want to talk about Tennessee basketball. I want to talk about BJ. Rick Barnes. Tomba.
His holy trinity. swapping over from basketball to NFL, there's some big news going on around here. As Broncos released Justin Simmons, four-time All-Pro safety. We're seeing a fire sale in Buffalo. It is wild to me how many players they've cut already in Buffalo, as they've released their center Mitch Morse, Jordan Poyer, and the biggest name, cutting their corner, Tre'Davious White. Before they cut White, the Bills were $40 million over salary cap, cut a bunch of those players, and they're still over the cap. So they have had to cut a lot of players, and which leads me into my hot take of the NFL.
Titans are going to get them all.
The Bills are not making the playoffs next year.
They're not going to make it.
They're not making the playoffs. This division is now going to be owned by the Miami Dolphins, so Miami's going to win the division. But who else you got on this team? You're cutting a lot of talented players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We can all agree that before probably midway point when they lost a couple key pieces of their defense is what kept them in a lot of games and made them as dominant as they were.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they lose those players to injuries. Von Miller was one of them. They fell off the wagon.
Is there still Stephon Diggs drama rumor?
There's always Stephon Diggs drama, and it wouldn't shock me, another hot take for you, wouldn't shock me if Diggs is another casualty in Buffalo and gets traded. Mm. It wouldn't shock me at all because he's already proven he doesn't want to be there.
That's just a full-blown rebuild at that point.
You can't rebuild with Josh Allen on your team. You have to try and win if he's on.
They're
going to
miss the playoffs.
I mean, we tried to rebuild. I mean, I don't even know what you would call this past year. People want to say it's a rebuild year for Tennessee football, what we had last year. The thing is, it's not a rebuild if you're starting a six-year senior at quarterback.
So, there's two wild card spots, right? Or is it three now?
What is
two.
It?
Two.
Is it two? Okay. So, we're going to go down real quick. This is why I say they're going to miss the playoffs.
Wait.
In the wild card spots.
Oh.
I thought it was seven teams in the playoffs.
Did you lie to me? Did you lie to me, Brett?
Because no, only two wild cards, right?
Because now only there the used one to be only seed. One. Now only the one seed gets the bye.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That means.
Oh, so there is three.
Seven.
Yeah, there is three.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. Got my eyes on you. So division leads, I think it's going to be Miami. I think Houston's probably going to get it again. I think Cincinnati's going to get the North because they're going to the Super Bowl. And the AFC West, probably
the Chiefs
again.
Yeah.
So you got those four teams right there. I think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs under Harbaugh in his first year as a wild card team. I think you're going to
include another North team, right?
Yeah, you're going to get, I think, depending on who they get at quarterback, it's going to be either the Steelers or the Ravens. So right now, because we don't know who the quarterback is, we'll say Ravens. And then the other one could be the Colts if Anthony Richardson stays healthy. It could be
Jaguars.
No. It could be the Jets potentially if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and they get that thing under control.
He's getting old, dude.
And their offensive line's terrible.
I said could. I didn't say what happened. I said could. I still think they would have made.
You're mentioning them ahead of the Bills.
They would have made the playoffs last year if he had stayed healthy.
All I know is the Bills are going to win at least five division games. They'll probably lose on the road to Miami, but they'll win the one at home. The Jets are terrible. Pats are terrible. They're going to beat both those teams twice.
Potentially. But they lost the Jets this year.
Have a quarterback, you're going to be in every game. And he's arguably a top five quarterback in the league, right?
Seems like they're cutting loose a lot of important players to their team.
I mean, you can win with rookies. I mean, the Chiefs started two rookie corners this past year and won.
Who are their two rookie corners?
Snead and McDuffie.
They are not rookies.
Second-year guys. What are they?
Snead is being franchise-tagged. He's had quite a couple seasons on him. So I don't know where you're getting this youthfulness from this team.
Well, I just don't know where you're disrespecting Josh Allen either.
Oh, boy.
How am I disrespecting Josh Allen?
You're saying he's not going to make the
playoffs. Here we go.
Because they're cutting everybody. Everyone's off the team. They're having a fire sale. Hey, your center that you like there, he's gone. That entire defense that was led by Poyer.
If you have a quarterback, you can win.
They're gone.
If you have a quarterback, you can win. You're in all the games.
I hate these buttons. No, you can't. You can't just win just
only
because you
have a quarterback. Only a couple more weeks with those.
Just because you have a quarterback doesn't mean anything, clearly. You have to have the pieces around him.
Okay.
You don't have an offensive line to keep you up. As you pointed out, the Jets have a terrible offensive line.
That's not a lie.
You don't have the weapons that you need to throw to. What does it matter? I'm telling you, Stephon Diggs is going to be out of Buffalo here soon. Buffalo's going back to being
Chiefs
Buffalo.
Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill.
Are we doing this? Are we
saying. Are we doing
it? We really want to do this?
I mean, we're doing it.
According to
no...
you, Josh Allen's not anywhere near Patrick Mahomes. So
he's not. But that's not a hit.
But, and by the way, just because he lost Tyreek Hill, he still has Travis Kelce, who's going to come down to be one of the best tight ends of all time. Like, they were talking about how he had more catches than Jerry Rice in the playoffs. Okay. So, like, losing Tyreek Hill clearly didn't make that much of a difference. And I'm pretty sure you take away Stephon
Diggs.
But you're
saying you take away Stephon Diggs, and you, like, you can't win.
Well, it's not just about Diggs. It's that they're cutting the entire team.
Defense.
So defenses don't win championships anymore?
Here we go again, buddy.
Defensive don't win championships anymore?
Buddy.
The Chiefs' defense is the only reason they're in the playoffs.
Okay, we'll just
Here
see
we
when
go.
We get to it. But I'm just saying.
Bills are missing the playoffs.
Okay.
They're missing the playoffs. They're firing their coach. They're done. They're done in the AFC East. It's over. The Bills get to be the Bills again. The same team that after losing four straight Super Bowls took a huge downturn and fell apart. It's happening now, except now it's just they can't get past the AFC Championship game. The Bills are going to lose. They're going to miss the playoffs. It's over.
We really need to make a hot takes graphic or board for, I mean, what you got? Bengals winning it.
Oh,
Niners
yeah.
Niners not making it to the
yeah,
Super
we need,
Bowl.
Yeah, we need to write this
Bills
all down.
Bills missing the playoffs.
49ers, yeah, are going to miss the playoffs. I said that. Bengals are going to win it all. Bills missed the playoffs. What else do I got going on here?
You got a lot going on here, man.
Well, I like to keep a lot of fires in the kitchen. I don't think that's how the saying goes.
Don't ever repeat that again. What in the world,
Marcus? I like to keep a lot of fires in the kitchen. What can I say? And I feel pretty confident about all of them. I'll throw another one at you. Why not? I think this will be pretty safe to say. I think the Packers might come. I think they're back. I didn't believe in Jordan Love. I didn't. But his second half performance of his season made me a believer. And Packers, when they have the quarterback, all they do is win. Win, 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 no matter what. And I think the Packers are back. I think they're going to win the division. As much as that pains me to say that, because I think the Lions are great and I want them to continue to be successful, but I think the Packers are going to win the division. I think Jordan Love is going to be their next franchise guy. And if they get a couple of good pieces in the draft on offense, maybe a wide receiver or maybe some extra help in the running game, because they're probably going to move on from Dylan. You're going to need some extra help there. Maybe a Jalen Wright. Jalen Wright to the Packers.
Isn't he just
That'd
like Aaron
scary.
Jones, though?
Aaron Jones is getting up there, and he's been hurt a lot.
But those, I mean, I feel like you need a bigger back than Jalen Wright. That not does the same thing as Aaron yep. Jones.
Jalen Wright feels like a Packer to me. I just think about it. Think about those runs he had. Just switch the orange, white, to green, and gold, yellow, whatever it is. I could see that happening, and I think the Packers are going to win that division. I think they're back, unfortunately. They go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. The cycle continues in Green Bay.
That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer, because you're going to need it after listening to that. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer today.
Write that Packers one down.
Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 or older. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Hey guys, it's Logan here.
It's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Final segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker. Our updated standings as of last night. I sit at 11-4. Jack, you are 9-6. Brett, 6-6-3. You've had a few pushes, man.
Yeah, the soccer's tough, man. You just don't know how those games are going to go.
You never know
yeah.
how it's going to go, period. Marcus, you chose not to participate yesterday, so you are 4-6. Let's get this.
There's just nothing that caught my attention yesterday. Sometimes things don't give you the feels, you know what I mean? You know what I mean.
What you got for me, Brett?
I'm going to take your Heat tonight, +5 at Dallas. That Heat are rolling right now. Playoff Butler engaged right now. Dallas just plays no D. I mean, Luka and Kyrie are going to get theirs, but that's about all they got. I'm going to take Bulls +7.5 at Golden State. Bulls have actually been pretty competitive. Golden State's coming off a big win last night over Milwaukee. College basketball. Well, then I'm also going to take Jokic over 25.5 points tonight versus Celtics. And then Jimmy Butler, who I mentioned, over 22.5 points versus Dallas. And then the only college game of interest is obviously the Arizona one. UCLA's at home getting 9.5 versus Arizona. So I'm going to take UCLA with the points.
Marcus.
Hello. So I've got my favorite. Oh, I got to log back in. Look at my face. Got a long one going here because hockey loves me and they gave me 12 games to pick from.
Oh, God.
Kings over the Senators. San Jose Sharks upsetting the New York Islanders. Vancouver beating Vegas. The Wild beating the Coyotes. Nashville getting it done against the Sabres. The Devils losing to St. Louis. Carolina beating Montreal Canadiens. Edmonton Oilers getting it done versus the Blue Jackets. The Lightning beating the Flames. The Panthers crushing the Flyers. The Leafs overcoming the Bruins. And the Penguins beating the Capitals.
Jack.
All right.
All right, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville at Stetson. Semifinal for the Atlantic Sun Conference, maybe?
Hey, son.
I got Stetson covering the -5.5. I also have UCLA +9 at home versus Arizona. I'm actually going to go against the Bulls, -7.5 for the Warriors. The Bulls, it's just kind of free money to bet against them, I feel like, so I'm just going to do that. I got Nuggets at home, money line versus your Boston Celtics. Should be a pretty easy win for the Nuggets. Probably a 20-30 point win.
You're dead to me.
And then I got over 3.5 three-pointers for Luka Magic Doncic.
All right. I'm going to do a five-leg 20-plus point parlay. Cade Cunningham to score 20-plus against the Nets. RJ Barrett to score 20-plus against the Suns. Jamal Murray to score 20-plus against the Boston Celtics. Tyrese Halliburton to score 20-plus against the Timberwolves. And Jimmy Butler to score 20-plus against the Dallas Mavericks. That is the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics. Guys, we got a lot going on at SM Athletics right now. Got a lot going on. A lot of teams needing those uniforms made. And we are unlimited with designs. We put some new pictures up on Facebook this morning of some of the designs that we were able to do for some of the local travel ball teams in the area. If you, your team, your business, anybody needs anything done, feel free to contact SM Athletics, sales@smathletics.com, 865-966-3434, or visit us online at smathletics.com. What a show. What a show this is. We somehow went from championship talk to NFL talk to hockey betting.
Always.
And during the break, Marcus tried to tell me that everything is either a soup or a sandwich, and I want to know what steak
is. I was talking to a scientist recently.
You realize that Bear...
He works with metal. No, it wasn't Bear.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're taking advice from Bear, I mean, you're talking about somebody that's had 25 different careers.
Yeah, no, I was speaking to a scientist who works with metal mainly, who's also from England. So everything he said makes, you really believe him too.
Fair.
But yeah, we were just having a conversation, had a beer, and mentioned the soup and cereal conversation. And he said, if you think about it, most things are basically either a soup or a sandwich. So, I think I'm going to believe the scientist on this one.
What about gummy bears?
You said the scientist is from England. The scientist is from England.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't care if he is from Florida, New York, Los Angeles, London, Killarney.
What are you talking
Dublin,
about?
Dublin.
Keep going.
Dubai.
Yep.
Paris.
Yep.
Brussels.
You're going to tell me you're going to believe this. Like, you can't compare a scientist from Florida and a scientist from London. Come on. Like, I don't know if he's, I don't even think he's from London. England. Let's just say England. People in Florida do tests on their hot pockets to see if they're, you know, radioactive or not. Like, people in Florida are insane. That's why I avoid the state. It's the worst state in the whole U.S. of A.
Who do we have on the line?
Oh, Jordan.
Let's get Jordan in here to close out the show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, man.
I just wanted to call in and talk about the game last night real quick before you guys got off the air.
Sure.
Great, you know, great win. SEC champions. That's great. You know, first time since 2008. What I love about the this past week and the past few games that's given me confidence for this team heading into the NCAA tournament is this team has won games in completely different ways. You know, they won an up-tempo battle against Auburn. They go and they win a defensive battle against South Carolina. That's what you have to do in the NCAA tournament is you have to win games in different varieties and different ways. And Tennessee's finding ways to do that right now. So that bodes well for us heading into March. And as, you know, the great Black Mamba once said, job's not finished.
That it's not. I mean, yeah, we can celebrate the fact that we are SEC champions. But, I mean, we still have one regular season game to go. We have a conference tournament to play, and then you have a championship to chase here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, still got a game on Saturday. It's a rivalry game against Kentucky. You know, yeah, I hate Kentucky about as much as I hate Alabama football. Let's go finish the season out the right way. You know, send these seniors out. Send Vescovi, Triple J, and Dalton out the right way with the win inside Thompson Bowl, and I'm sure the place is going to be packed. It should be packed. This team deserves it. This coach deserves it. You know, as you know, Jake, with me being on overtime, you know, during the NCAA tournament last year, you know, I've had a lot of critique and a lot of criticism of Barnes as a coach at Tennessee and especially in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, I started saying this, I think, back in December. You guys agreed with me. The Rick Barnes that we're seeing this season is a different Rick Barnes. He changed for some reason this year. I don't know if, you know, maybe his assistants got to him or if he realizes the game has changed, but he's changed. And we're playing more up-tempo basketball. We're playing more offensive-oriented basketball. The defense is still there, which is making this team elite.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's changed his coaching style. He's changed kind of – I feel like he's kind of changed his personality just a little bit this year too. You know, it seems like he's not as hard on the guys this season. You know, he's been on the refs a lot more. I mean, he's got at least two technical fouls this season. So – I think he knows this is the team. By the way he's acting, the way he carries himself, the way he's coaching this team, I think he knows this is his best shot probably since Kevin Durant to get a team to the Final Four.
Most likely. I mean, this is it. Like, this might be his last chance at getting a Final Four or getting an NCAA championship. This very well might be his last chance because you got to think, going into next year, you got to think you're losing Santi. You're losing Triple J. You're losing DK. It's going to be a lot different without those guys here.
I think if you can get some transfers, though, like the guys Jordan mentioned, you can pull those two guys and then add what you kind of do have coming back.
Oh, get me Larry Nerd.
You can
manage it if you got Zakai. You got a top 10 point guard coming back. Adu coming back. You know, so I think it's. Yeah, I want to enjoy this season, though, first. We'll worry about next season, but right now let's enjoy what we got. But, Jordan, I want to ask you, like, it seemed like down the stretch, though, we are just so reliant, and for good reason, DK is amazing, but just so reliant on him to go get us a basket. I mean, it doesn't even look like other guys are looking for their shot. Do you see anywhere, like, DK getting worn down during the season? Zakai's kind of, you know, he's been there, and he's so important, but I feel like his scoring has kind of dipped a little bit. Just what your thoughts were, you know, down the stretch last night.
So to me, no, we don't rely on him too much because when it comes crunch time, you're going to have to rely on him.
Right.
He's going to have to be the guy that puts the team on his back and carries him over that hump. Like that has to happen. So So, no, I don't think that we're relying on him too much because he has to be the big.
Yeah, because there was that – I want to see him get in the post more like he did on that one little turnaround. I feel like he doesn't do that enough. I feel like we – and that would give us another low post threat, you know, that maybe he can kick out to some shooters and things like that. I'd like to see him in the post a little bit more personally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. Teams are finding different ways to be able to attack him and trying to get him off of these spots. But the problem is, you know, he's such an elite shooter.
Yeah.
His range is unlimited, and then with his length and the way he rises up and he can shoot it over people, it's hard to stop him. You know, I mean, yeah. Tim taking 24 shots last night to get 26. That's not great.
Yeah.
But he still scored 26.
Yeah.
And getting to the free throw line, getting to the rim. I mean, even last night, he was still getting to the rim. He was still getting to the free throw line. And you know, people were talking about, like, the scoring droughts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few scoring droughts, but then Dalton has the ability to, when we go 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes without a drought, Dalton explodes for 10. He explodes for 15.
Yeah.
And that's what this team has missed the last handful of years, is somebody, when you do go on a scoring drought and you do get down 8, 9, 10, somebody who can explode for a bunch of points and get you right back into the game. Or even, mm-hmm. It's like last night, you know, South Carolina, well, they cut it to 6 or cut it to 4 or something like that, and then boom, Dalton explodes, and next thing you know, the lead's back to 10, back to 12.
Right.
And that's the difference maker when it comes to the NCAA tournament. And one last thing, I know you're up against it. The Arizona thing, Tennessee should be the one seed. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. You know, Brett, Arizona is close. It is a slim margin.
Yeah.
It is a slim margin.
Very slim,
But the Arizona's best wins are Tennessee's best wins. Arizona beat Wisconsin. Tennessee beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin. Arizona beat Alabama. Tennessee beat Alabama twice. The only differential is they beat Duke. Well, we beat Illinois. They're the same team, right? So then you look at
Illinois at home, and they went to Duke. They went to Cameron.
Right, right. Then you look at, you know, worst loss. They lost to Oregon State. They lost to a Stanford. We don't have a loss like that. Our worst loss, I think, is a KenPom ranked 53rd. Mm-hmm. All, you know, I've been saying this, and I put it out there. All of our losses combined on KenPom are 156. Oregon State's 156. So, and the Pac-12 is not good at basketball.
Well, you can't hold. I mean, I guess you can hold it against, especially considering
they
lost.
You do hold it against them because that hurts their strength of schedule. I mean, if they had played in the conference like Tennessee just went through,
mm-hmm.
they very likely have more than 6 losses.
What is going on? Can you believe this bear down Brett over here, Jordan?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
He's been loving on him all day. He's raining on our parade. We're champions, man. We're champions. And he's raining
Brett,
on our parade.
Song, Brett.
I wouldn't be me if I just sat here and greet all the time.
Blue Devil Brett probably too. He probably said something about that during the, you know, the tournament game last year, I'm sure.
Ugh. We got Blue Devil Davey. Now we got Tucson Brett.
I know it's spreading, man. I don't know what's going on here.
And then we have Negative Adam. So we got.
Oh, we got rid of one of those.
We got plenty of.
But he brought us Kinect, Jordan. He brought us Kinect.
And I brought back the old crystals for us.
I'm gonna mute your mic if you say that again.
All right, guys. I'll let you get off here. Good show today.
See you, Jordan.
Tennessee's the SEC champions. Let's go finish this thing off. As I said earlier, job's not finished. Go Vols, and have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Jake.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.